You told us it'd only be 5 more minutes when you're in the beer aisle. Our lie detector determined that was a lie. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to hang out with you in the next couple hours. Hang out and drink some beers. We'll drink them on your behalf, or we'll just drink them as you're drinking. Well, I don't know what your situation is right now.
What's your listening beer situation? To the show,
but you could be at work. I don't know. I don't know what you're doing, man, but I'm glad you're here.
Kind of embarrassing if you're in the restroom.
I'm glad you're here.
We're of course, we probably have some awesome reverb right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I was so tempted.
Nope.
What do we sound like in a nice tile bathroom?
Oh, we sound a little bit like this.
Oh.
It's a show.
Man.
Welcome.
Wow, it's off to a great start.
So sorry about that.
How about this? Let's get us back on the rails. Or off the wagon. I don't know. I don't know where I was going.
On the rails and off the wagon.
Let's get off this wagon. This bad show wagon.
Wagon beers.
Later on in the show, we're going to give you some beers to look out for. Our friends of the show, all the listeners of the show, are going to call in with their version of a podcast and or whatever else they want to talk about. Within 3 minutes, chew. And
are you regretting last week's decision?
We'll be okay. We'll get through.
Not just so people stay around. You got to stay around for voicemails because I got tipped off that we have a caller that hasn't called in a while.
Oh, okay. Blast from the past. Wow. Coming up later at the Burbank Bar. But right now we've got Ronnie out there doing traffic. What's going on out there on the 101, Ronnie?
Calling it back to
Mikey. You really don't want this.
Give me beer now.
No,
I want beer.
I'm trying to save you.
Well, just open
you've got
beer.
A show to do. Remember, we however,
Coralitos Brewing in
it's really good
out of Watsonville, California. I bought this taste untasted.
Ooh.
We were driving through, and we had cranky daughters in the car, and
Mikey was cranky,
and my friend's like, we can jump in here real quick and go get you some beers to take home. I was like, oh, whatever, never been to this place, and I just like give me two crowlers, and they had one of those pre-filled crowlers.
Ooh,
so she basically talked me out of the ones I wanted. I'm like, well, those over there are already done. I'm like, okay, I'll get these ones that are done. You don't want to make a crowler for me. That's fine. But this was one that she recommended. So I'm going off the Corlitos person, the Hopkiss IPA.
I'm enjoying this beer.
You're telling me no matter what it was, she would have recommended it just because it was already done.
It was already done and sealed.
Here, I'll get to, let's see, I'll get two South Porty Pale Ales. All right, Hopkiss coming right up.
All right,
no, that's not what I said. No. Yeah, Hopkiss, got Hopkiss. It, cool.
Yes, here you go. Here are your two crowlers.
Yep, here it is. Just what you asked for.
Do you guys at Tioga have them pre-filled sitting in the fridge?
We tried that once. It didn't work.
It went, like, did they just sit there or what happened?
Yeah.
You anticipated sellage that didn't happen?
Yep. Well, it was like, I can't remember what beer it was.
Oh, and you Crowler Peak Pilsner. Who the hell's going to buy that?
Crowler all the Peak Pilsner. We're going to have a bunch of brewers in here today.
Honestly,
I can feel it.
When we had Peak Pilsners for $10, you could fill up a 64 ounce. We had a couple of guys that came back every other day until that beer was gone to fill up their growlers. There's people out there. There's people out there.
Yeah. I don't know my audience.
Don't knock them. They're out there. They love the Pilsner.
But it was like probably like a triple dry hop Sherman. We had no bottles, no cans. So we're like, all right, let's pre-fill like 8 crowlers and get them ready to go. And they sat there.
You're all, wah, wah,
wah, it's like, okay, wah, so nobody wah, wants this. All right.
Looks like we have industry discounts going on today. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, discounted crawlers, day old crawlers.
Day old
crawlers. You have the day old donuts, day old crawlers. Yep. That's what I'd like to do, just go through the bargain bins over there. What we got in here? Oh, looks like a couple day old crawlers. Mm-hmm. I'll take them. They're just as fresh. I mean, crawlered, you can stick around for a while.
Yep.
Crawler.
Crawler. Because that's what I was worried about. I'm like, she's all over there. I'm like, yeah, but how old are these? Mm. I only like day old. These might be 2 days old.
Yeah, I could taste the days on that.
But this is a good beer. I'm agreeing with you guys.
I didn't know Watsonville had beer.
Yeah, Gorlitos. And later in the Bincots, you might find out some more things about Watsonville's beer scene.
Yeah, keep feel like you're saying Carlito's Way.
Carlito's Way. Hey, Carlito's Way. You guys sit here on your craft beer show. Taking your big shots, huh?
Wow. Where did you send Mikey? What did you do to him?
Al Pacino.
Gotcha.
It's always good impression when you have to explain who it is. That's always a sign of it. Well done. Well done impression.
I just wanted to see if you knew who you were impersonating.
Yeah. Matt, what's going on in the culture of the beer? What have you seen?
Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard or talked about
okay,
a brewery that opened up in Paso?
I think, you're not talking about a Tuscadero one, are you? This is in Paso?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
That's a negative.
Okay. As soon as I can find my article, I'll tell you what it's called.
Hey. Where is that looking on your phone filler in music? We're waiting for that, Paul. We ordered that last week. Where is it?
I had it just right here.
Background
on my phone.
I'm looking for it.
Wow. Looking for it. That was fast.
I'm stretching out my words so that maybe I'll see the thing I'm looking for before I finish this sentence.
Louis knocks something over.
Cause a distraction.
California Coast Beer Company is the newest brewery in downtown Paso Robles serving quality craft beer. The building is a former body shop and features a Bondo IPA. No. That has been refurbished.
Ooh, Nick's using, that's a unique smell.
That has been.
How do you capture that aroma?
Put in one of those bags. Bondo. Put in one of the cheese bags.
Oh, I see. You want to infuse it into the beer. Yeah.
So the outside of the building is corrugated metal in various shades of rust or paint.
Classic brewery.
Wood framed roof and pillars that have been cleaned up. But it was a pretty cool looking building. And they have a tap room that's open. They're doing wine. They're doing beer. They have a patio, lawn games for the kids. And your dog can hang out at the patio.
What?
Did you say whereabouts in Paso?
So they're off railroad. So
all we know is how close is it to Firestone? This is their frame of reference for Paso.
So
how close to the 101 is it?
So 1346 Railroad, which there's two people screaming at me saying that's right down the street.
Dude, what the hell?
Don't you know? You go don't left.
You know all your Paso directions.
You're on the 101. And you get off on.
Dude, it's so easy. You go off the 41. You know that 41 goes through Paso, right? You know that, right? Okay. So, you're getting off 41. It's right there.
If you go on to the second tree, you passed it.
You passed it. And now you got to turn around. You're screwed. Now you're on the 101. Now it's going to be 1 mile before you can come back. And then good luck convincing your girlfriend come back after that.
Wow.
So it is, looks like about a mile from Firestone.
All right. Mm-hmm. It's within a mile.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's got to be within a mile radius
of Firestone. It's off of 13th and 13th and Railroad.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, been there. Been there. That intersection. Yeah.
Seen it.
Can't turn right on that intersection. That's or red.
Right's down right now.
Nope, can't.
Gotta go left only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so.
All right. New Paso. Brewery. Paso scene keeps just growing past Firestone.
There's going to be...
We're still here, guys.
I tried to find the other article.
We've got restaurant.
Like the local ABC third or the local ABC affiliate there or whatever. They had posted a new article
ABC
saying
30,
that,
Paso Robles.
Saying that there were
San Luis Obispo.
Two breweries coming in San Luis Obispo. I don't know if they've released full two. Details, but...
I saw that Bang the Drums having to move. They're being like they're forced moving. Moved.
Whoa, forced moved.
Forced moved.
Good beer name.
Just like yeah. They're just like Marin Bruco being forced out moved. by field work.
Force move revolution.
Then there's this new development opening on South Hagira called the Slow Public Market. But in the Slow Public Market is Bottlecraft. They're opening a local, domestic, and international craft beer and wine. So there's going to be a new bottle shop.
Don't shut it down, Louis. Come on, man.
Louis, come here. It's the one time I'm going to ask you to come over here. Louis.
So obviously I was at the coast, so that's where my mind was.
Louis. Come here. Come here. Don't be a dum-dum. Good job.
And then friends of the show, Tyler
from
Tyler Clark.
Yeah.
Yep.
From the
formerly
of the Libertine.
Of the Libertine. And he has his Raconteur Room, which is wine and beer bar located in downtown Atascadero. It's in the news.
Tuscadero.
The news says it's open. It's functioning.
All
it's,
right.
And he has...
More things to see over there on the coast.
He has a lot of art from the walls are very derived from like Tim and Eric and Always Sunny and things like nice. That. So I'm it's like pretty it. Bizarre. Yeah. Pretty bizarre artwork.
Bizarrely awesome.
He has some of the glassware I've seen, the pint glasses, they have like quotes from like Michael Scott and stuff, The Office and things. So it's going to be very pop culture.
Might get producer Becky in there with all this.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's binged The Office about 5 times this past year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before they remove it.
Yeah.
So that's up and happening. And then I was only going to talk about Great Divide. Coming out with a new lager just in time for 4th of July. But then I was looking at headlines and I realized Two Brothers Artesian Ales Brewing is releasing a premium lager. And then this all happened today. And then Port City Brewing announces the return of a lager.
Return of lager.
So now I feel like this is everybody's retaliation against the macro breweries. Is because microbreweries like, look, we can make craft beer. And now all the microbreweries are like, look, we can make lagers.
Yeah, we can make lagers. Everyone's tired of hearing about how their own the big beer's only thing is like, well, lagers are hard to make, and we make them very consistently.
Yeah.
Now craft brewers are like, fuck you, we'll make them too then.
We're consistent.
We can make them consistently different.
So I feel like they're just trying to get, like, all these macro breweries, it's like pulling the rug out or anything and be like, yeah, milkshakes are cool. And then the macros are like, yeah, let's make milkshakes. And they're like, no, we're doing lagers.
No, we're done with milkshakes. Well, we do lagers now.
Yeah.
Try and keep up, huh?
Mm-hmm. You just spent money on milkshakes and we're doing lagers. Take that. Yeah.
We're going to start investing in rice. What do you think of that?
Corn syrup.
Yeah. Corn syrup, rice, all the things. Do it. Just like you.
So those were some new things. A lot of lager coming out.
Yeah, more lager. All the brewers will be happy.
Yep.
They can get lager everywhere.
Get some lagers.
I was visiting some friends, and there was a couple that walked up, and they're just like, oh, I just... So it was at a beer festival. Mainly it was wine drinkers, but there were some beer drinkers. And a beer drinker walks up, and they're like, I just like boring things like lagers. And... That prompted Nate to explain to them in a friendly manner that if you the further you get in,
did not yell and condescend him. What the heck?
The further that you get into,
let me talk to you over here,
Pat. This beer world, the more that you realize that a good lager is a good lager. Mm. It's not boring. Mm. You eventually get to that threshold.
Mm. Just because something's good doesn't mean it's not boring.
Wow.
No, they thought of themselves as boring.
Oh. I'm so boring. Oh, okay. Therefore, they only drink lagers.
I'm boring, so I drink lagers. Okay.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah. I drink, therefore.
They're wrong about that. Doesn't mean you're a boring person if you drink lagers. Just means you like boring beer. Well made boring
so
beer.
So boring.
So boring, gosh.
So those are my news things.
All right. Nick. Mm. As we continue to enjoy this Coralitos.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm doing.
This is a good beer.
Mm. Small place there. Yeah, small place. Cool kind of it feels like you're at an old nursery kind of vibe. Like maybe it was probably an old nursery at one time, this Coralitos place.
What type of nursery? Plants or children?
Plants. Some old kid grown place.
Everything's too far high.
Yep.
It's got the mini urinals. This is impossible. There's cubby holes when you walk in. You set your stuff in a cubby hole.
Yep. Oh, that probably. I think breweries probably need that. Sounds right. You guys should start getting cubby holes.
So basically,
for patrons that come,
breweries need to be daycare for adults.
Yes. Yes.
Drop the husband.
Put
off.
All my stuff in there and have charging stations in each cubby hole.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And
there's a metal clip permanently affixed to it, and you fill out what crawlers you're going to want by the end of your stay and clip it to the clip.
There's an activity book. Oh, I got to have an activity book for me.
Highlights.
A nap journal.
There's hop words written in the trees, and you got a circle.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Circle all the things that are wrong here. And they'll be like, you know, a tank that's not sterilized or something.
Grapes. Ooh, tanks unsterilized.
Grapes instead of hops.
Yeah. Oh, that's grapes. It should be hops. No, I saw it. Then you take it up to the counter and you get $1 off your crawler for getting all of them right. Yeah. And you're like, good job. Good job. Thanks.
Good job, Mikey.
Thank you.
You did well today.
Yay.
You didn't have your nap, though. You're a little bit cranky.
There's a find our brewer. Instead of where's Waldo, where's our brewer? And then it's just a bunch of guys with beards, huge beards, brewer beards. And then you got to find your brewery's
brewer.
And you're like, I don't know, man. All these beards, they look the same. They're all the same with the red stripes and white and red stripes.
And then you get bonus points for the retired master brewer with the white beard.
Yeah. Like, oh. That's the first brewer you guys had here. Good job. That's
the first brewer. The fierce brewer. Fierce beer. I can speak, I promise.
Nick.
Brain not tired. Yes, sorry, I have nothing.
All right.
It's been a long week.
Woo! Nothing.
No. Did you 3rd of July your beer? Did you guys go
indie? Oh, yeah. Did you go indie shopping? I know Matt did.
Indie shopping.
Matt went indie. I mean, his indie run. What was that called? What did they call it? Run for the Indie. July 3rd shopping. Yeah. Indie run.
Indie run. Indie beer run.
I saw the article. I did not read it.
Great.
Well, it was on the Perfect Pour last week. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Maybe.
He's like, oh, I went to the bathroom.
I heard a report that I sounded like I was here.
So. What?
Wow.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy.
That's a bit of a stretch.
It sounded all right, though. It was
bit
fine.
Of a stretch.
It was fine. Matt was on the coast, our coastal studio.
That's right.
Sure you wish you were there right now.
I do.
I don't know. Well, that's pretty nice.
The property management company probably wouldn't be happy about it.
I'm sure. I'm cool. You know that you're not supposed to be here, right?
Yeah.
I'm Matt, though, from the Perfect Pour.
Cool.
Do you have any stickers?
I forgot them.
Get out.
Get out. Okay. Design, beer label design question for you guys.
I like this. I like that, too.
I love gold.
Enjoy now. Oh, we're late.
Happy birthday, America.
There's like a quarter inch missing out of this can. I don't know if it's, I think it's only 19 ounces. I don't know if it's 0.2.
Calling out Stone. This is now that it's Friday the 5th, this is illegal to be drinking, but we're doing it. This is Enjoy By, Stone's Enjoy By series, the 7419 unfiltered IPA.
I'll give it to you since he's wasting time.
Nick is
wasting time.
Texting.
Wait, did you find this in town or did you not find this in town?
This is the Stone Police coming
to get it. Oh, no. Stone Day Police is here. Guys, run. Everyone split up. They're only going to be able to catch one of us.
Are we playing Spy Hunter or what?
Yeah, it does sound like Spy Hunter. Yeah. So, here.
Oh, damn it. Of course it's commercial. Way to ruin, my gag.
Yeah. We're constantly running through the hallway.
That's like basically should go for 2 hours behind underneath our show.
I did find this in town. Costco had six pack 12s. 12 ounces.
Okay.
And so that's what I had bought. I did not see the old stovepipes, though.
Yeah, I was at California Fresh Market. And I was
in San Luis Obispo.
I was devastated by only being able to buy two bottles or
two cans per each label.
Two per each brand. And I was like, flavor. All right. And that was Alvarado and Russian River, which there was not a line of people behind me to pick those up.
In general, of all the beers, that was the limit of like
Alvarado and Russian River.
Of Alvarado and Russian River.
At least those two. There was probably others, but those were the two I was worried about. And it's like two per customer per brand. So I was only able to get two Pliny's, two Supplications, two Blind Pigs, two Mai Tais.
But if my it's been a couple years, but if my memory serves of the California Fresh Market, there's a checkout in the beer and liquor, and then there's the grocery checkout.
Yep.
But you can go, even though it's kind of separated, you can still go over to the grocery side.
Yep.
Yes. I'm betting the people on the grocery side have no idea of this limit. You could just go out and just buy all you want.
Well, I mean, I wanted to just like go put everything in my trunk, then go back in the store and then be like, oh, I forgot something and just buy more bottles at the front. No. I wanted to do that, but I was like, that's really trying. That's really taking effort of me to bend the rules.
No, man, that wasn't me. Don't mix it. Just because I have a beer doesn't mean that was me.
What, all brewers look the same?
Oh, did my brother just come by?
Oh, that was my brother.
Yeah. Check the tape.
Oh, brothers can't buy the same beers now? This is how you guys operate? I'm logging on to my Yelp app right now. Here I am about to leave a review. This could go either way.
I probably could have thrown a third bottle in there, and the guy probably wouldn't have said anything. He was an interesting fellow. That's the way I'll put it.
All right.
That helped me check out.
Well, I like that there's limits. There's at least one person's paying attention in there. Has anyone had it yet? The Enjoy By?
No. Oh, yeah. I haven't.
Let's go.
No, I mean, do it. No, I mean, I had it right now. Yeah.
Had it.
It tastes enjoy-y.
The nose is a bit more skunky compared to.
It's skunky, dude.
Compared to the other IPA we just had. It is not drinking like a 9.4, I'll tell you that.
It says unfiltered, but it looks pretty damn filtered.
There's a little haze to it.
It's drinking like a 9.4 to me. Wow. I'm tasting all that 9.4.
Get the booze, huh?
Look at that. You could see.
Is there flakes?
You could. It's not flakes, but you can see some haze moving around in there.
What happened to our sonic foamer?
It's there.
It's there.
Where? Where is it? Mm. I want a sonic foam it.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
The battery's finally gave out.
Who left the lights on?
Man.
Somebody left the light on.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, we got to replace the... Oh, here we go. Got it.
Woo!
I charged it enough by flipping it back and forth.
Got it working.
There you go. Add some water. Yep, there we are. Add some water to the base. Don't forget some water.
If you guys have been listening a long time,
you'll forget our old friend, the Sonic Foamer. The good folks that made the Sonic Foamer were nice enough to send us one. They've gotten more than enough. We've paid them back more than enough by as many times as we've mentioned it.
It works.
Sonic Foamer. Now, the physics people might not be giving us any new physics.
They are regretting their decision, yes.
But Sonic Foamer people, this has been a wise.
I'm going to see if it's different.
All right. The Sonic Foamer, if you've never seen, it looks like a big electronic coaster. And you put a little bit of water at the base of it. And then you put your beer in it. And then you hit the button a couple times. And it's like reinvigorates the...
It
aerates
your beer.
Yeah. We'll have to... Super we haven't put it on our Instagram for quite a while. We'll have to do the one for Instagram if you guys want to see it in action. The Perfect Pour Pod on Instagram. So, here we go. Back to my design label question here. Can you ever majorly like do a complete 360 change on the Pliny label? Russian River's Pliny label. Can you ever? Now, they've done very subtle changes to it over the years.
Okay.
Nothing dramatic. Just kind of cleaned it up here and there a couple times. But for the most part, I've kept that Comic Sans Pliny green, the red, the Pliny the Elder logo is pretty much the same. Could they ever just completely update it? Would everyone just lose, like, say beer, craft beer's over now? can they do it? Like, should they do it? Can they do it?
The only thing they could do and still get away with that is keep the red and the green, and remove every bit of text on that label.
Oh, that's your suggestion. If you wanted to, you could just put the red dot. And just make a red dot and the green.
And
be like, and then everyone's like, that's Pliny.
Yes.
I mean, because you don't, everyone just knows.
You just know. You see that.
Yeah, that's Pliny. And that would look kind of cool. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Because then, if you know.
You know. If you don't know, it doesn't matter because you probably weren't going to pick it up anyway. And then, you know, after a while, you might like you put it back. Like after a while, you just put Pliny the Elder. Because then people, you know, these kids today, they'll forget.
The kids. The other thing they could do is do the Black Album version where you change everything to satin black and the letters are in gloss black. So they're a little bit different, but not completely different.
Yeah. Cause there's basically two major bottle differences. And the latest one, I think, is the one that has it just has a clean, kind of like what you're saying, but it still has a Pliny the Elder.
And
the old school bottle.
So the white banding is gone
right
now?
Yeah, I think so.
And it's just
the old school has all the information, white band information. And then.
So maybe they're headed that way.
Maybe they're going to do
it. Maybe they're going to slowly remove text as they go.
Yeah, well, they got to put it on there. In the back,
I think legally you'd have to, but if they could somehow get away with zero information on the label and just the color scheme, it would still sell.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. What about Bell's?
If they did cans.
Oh. Wow.
Vinny's still pretty against cans.
Well, so what is your
so ideal? Was he with expanding the brewery?
Yeah, that's true.
What's your ideal can shape for Pliny then?
I don't know. So it'd be your standard can, but I figured they'd go 19 ounce.
Okay.
If you do a full green wrap with, I mean, it would be different, but the same. More real estate for them to spread out the information.
So you don't think they'd do the Red Bull can? You think they'd go stovepipe?
Yep. Mm. Well, because those are bigger than a pint.
Yeah. But
I'm pointing to the bottles on the shelf.
For those who can't see what we're doing. But, you know, the bottles are not uncommon. Well, they're not the only ones that do it, but they are uncommon, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So you don't think they'd try to do the same? Like they wouldn't get that curvy Sapporo can?
No.
No.
I'd be happy with a 4-pack of 16-ounce.
Ooh, there you go.
Pliny cans.
Well, because they don't really sell 6-packs of their bottles and stuff like that. Everything's singles, so you wouldn't really sell single 16-ounce cans. People do, but I don't think they would. I think they would go with a different format. And there's a 500 milliliter, which is a 16.9-ounce can, which is a little bit different. But I feel like they would just go with the 19s if they were just to pick something off the shelf. To have something specially engineered for them would be a lot of money. Find a supplier to make those.
Specially engineered, but like you said, pick something out of the catalog that isn't a typical size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. These are all our ideas. If you have plenty, if you have an opinion on that, let us know. We'll play it next week.
Good, bad, or ugly, just let us know.
Just let us know, dude. Gosh. Let us know something. Let us know you're out there. We appreciate it. Because we like to hear things. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail?
Tell me you're driving.
Oh, dude. We've got the again, I'm going to keep bragging about it, and nobody has checked us on it. Nobody has corrected us on it. We have the most robust voicemail system in podcasting. Not beer podcasting, in podcasting. Yet to hear a better voice, more robust and better voicemail segment in podcasting. And let's see some voicemails. Let's go with the first guy. We're going to go our traditional voicemails, which comes through the Dorktown Network line, 559-492-0542. Who is up for the first one this week? Oh, shit. Hey guys, why is this not working? All right, hold on. We're in.
Hey guys, Tony Bags here.
Hi, Tony Bags.
And I'm driving.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
This voicemail is from Mikey.
Sounds like he's in a Volkswagen.
Mikey, just want to let you know that I read on the internet machine today that your arch nemesis, Jeremy Danner, has stepped down from
He didn't get
all of his posts at Boulevard Brewing, including the social medias.
He got fired.
So, congratulations. You won the battle.
No.
And you can go back to drinking Boulevard beer.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd let you guys know. And keep up the good work, guys.
Ba-ka-ba, ba-ka-ba.
Matt, I'll see you tomorrow for a burrito.
Ooh.
Bye, that's a prediction.
That did happen.
Yes, Douchebag Danner, the most perplexing person to be using for your social media of a major craft brewer, was let go of his position. I know that I had 0% to do with it because I had never wrote into Boulevard. All I did was rant on this show. So I didn't root for somebody to lose their job.
What?
I didn't understand why he was doing their social media when he is such a divisive person in his private account. If you're in your private account, just taking craps on beer geeks all over the place, especially indie beer geeks, and then you're still running an craft brewer's social media account, is just like, that was driving me nuts. And and so he was let go of that position. Maybe Boulevard or Duval was finally paying attention or what, but it's just a warning to you is to, if you're going to have a private account and do social media for a company, maybe on your private account, don't take shits on stuff that your company, the customers, your company needs. So,
hey,
just giving you a little heads up. Pro tip.
Pro tip. Blog talk.
Blog talk. Blogger talk. But no, I'm sure Jeremy will find it. He's a very popular person.
Great.
And much more popular than, say, myself or something. What? So
I'm shocked.
He will find a job. He's got legions of fans, and I'm probably opening myself up to being trolled heavily on Twitter right now, but whatever. I honestly hope he lands on his feet fine. I'm sure he will. It's just a social media job for Boulevard. He'll be okay. Everyone, he'll be fine.
Wow.
There's tons of that kind of work in the industry and other industries. But thanks. I wasn't going to mention it, but Sony Bags brought it up. I feel I need to be genuine and talk about it.
What's up, Perfect Taurus? Jay, your Utah ref.
Whoa,
Jay. I hope you can hear me.
This is official.
I'm drinking at the Utah Brewers Guild Fest. Ooh. First year. All the members of the guild, 33 different breweries, all paired off and collaborated together. So I come up with some really interesting beers. Currently sipping on a chili mangoza. A little bit of chili pepper in it, some mango goza. Woo. Actually, really good. Not a bunch of heat, but you can smell the heat, definitely. But taste is awesome. Yeah, and believe it or not, Utah can put on a good beer festival.
What? No.
It has some stupid-ass rules. Well, different 33 breweries, lots of stuff on tap. Not all good. Had a key lime milkshake IPA from one of the collaborations, and it was like sucking on a lemon. I had fucking glitter in it.
Ooh.
I don't know what that was about.
Wow.
But I'll let you guys go. Let you know. I'll probably call back in a little bit.
Oh, good.
Be a little bit more update once I hit some of the rest of the breweries. But thanks for doing what you guys do, and keep up the good work. Guys.
So, in the beginning of that, he mentioned chili mango goes.
Yeah.
I heard that, right?
I think so. That sounds familiar.
Okay. You know who also has a chili mango goes?
Who?
Zax.
Oh.
Zax Brewing. So, I was like, wait a second. What?
What?
And those are words.
How did he get Zax Brewing?
Yeah. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. But that's a good beer.
Maybe he hooked up with Scotty B. If you good to Scotty B, Chief, if you want to do some trading, Scotty B has traded some Zax.
If you're good to Scotty B, Scotty B will be good to you.
Yeah.
Scotty B good to you.
Hey, Perfect Tour, it's Jay again, Utah Ref, calling from the Utah Brewers Guild Collab Fest.
Woo!
So closing out the fest with a Mama's Milk Stout from Vernal Brewing. Amazing. So, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. There's a little brewery in Utah called Zion Brewing. Now, this little brewery, I talked to the server who was serving in the tent, and he straight up admitted that their beer used to be shit. But they got bought out. They redid everything. And I gotta say, I countless beers tried at this festival. They had a what is called Foray, the pomegranate kettle sour, best beer at this entire fest, and they even had a beer here that was my entry into craft beer world. It's Hop Rising by Slaughters. It's my favorite beer, maybe of all time. But this pomegranate sour from this little Zion Brewing right outside of Zion National Park, for me, best beer at this festival, man. Like I said, you know, people coming, you know, even just passing through Utah on connecting flights or whatever, there are breweries in the Salt Lake Airport, like Squatters, and I believe Wasatch's got a brewery out there. There is good beer in Utah, and this festival might be the best festival. Now, I shouldn't say that. There is an Oktoberfest at Snowbird Ski Resort, 10,000 feet up in the air. It's an amazing festival. This down in the valley, downtown, middle of Heart Lake, middle of the heart of Salt Lake City. Amazing festival of the Utah Brewers Guild. All 33 breweries represented here. It is amazing. And there's even some advertising for the new breweries. So, everybody look out for beers from Utah. There are good beers from Utah. Probably hitting against my 3 minutes, so I'm going to go. Thanks for all you guys do. Keep up the good work. Later. Cheers.
Zion Brewing. That's the winner there. That's the one to remember. You're in Utah.
Remember it.
Get that Zion. What are we doing here? All right, we're good. Good. By the way, we forgot to mention, I think the tailgate beer we had from Chef.
Chef
donated this to the show.
Oh, boy.
So I wanted to mention him because we
did on tailgate. I believe it was a bourbon.
It's from Tighthead Brewing Company. Old Boys Barrel Aged Series Chocolate Malty Balls. It's got Willie Nelson, Jerry Garcia, and Bob Marley on the
heavy on the balls.
Yeah. It's a bourbon barrel-aged stout. That's what we had during our tailgate. And we continue with the voicemails from a person that we're going to find out who is.
Perfect Floor!
What?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Florida Steve. Oh, what's
going on? Steve, call it.
Well, guys, it's been a very eventful
called it after week.
Just before 4th of July, which happens to be only a couple days away.
Sorry.
It was 2 days ago.
America's like super old now.
It was like a day ago.
I took the fam over to Fort Myers, Florida.
Apply for Social Security now.
And enjoy the beach and the pool and everything that's beautiful about Fort Myers. I brought beer with me, a couple beers from Copper Point Brewing. I brought their Florida Season Tart Ale, which was I believe it's could be a goes or a saison, but it doesn't really say on the can what it is. I had to look it up on Untappd. I believe it was a goes. And the other one I brought was the co-op that Copper Point did with Invasive Species. Invasive Species is known for their hazy beers down in Broward County. They're almost like the civil society of Broward County, where civil society is in Palm Beach County, the county that I reside in. They did a co-op called Honey I Shrunk the Can. And it's a hazy beer, but it had a lot of floaty bits in it, which could be because, I don't know, exactly what would cause that. It wasn't too terribly
that's
hazy.
That's where the protein is.
But yeah, it was okay.
Get the protein.
But anyway, guys, that's really all I got. But I do plan on a trip in the future in August to Largo, Florida. So that's all I got, guys. Have a good day.
Oh.
Cheers.
Have a nice day.
Keep up the great work.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you, Florida Steve. What's happening with Florida Steve?
So Largo is on the west coast of Florida, north of St. Petersburg, slightly south of Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What more do you want to know? There's the old Tampa Bay.
I don't know
where the new Tampa Bay's at.
Since Florida has three coasts, I wonder if there could be...
Are you jealous of their coastage?
Damn it, like, so many coasts.
Is there breweries in Florida that are like, oh, we have a West Coast Florida IPA, and then we have an East Coast Florida IPA, and a South Coast?
Does Florida have an IPA style?
If they're smart. Ooh,
yeah.
Good question.
Can they have their own Florida East Coast IPA?
Independent of the rest of the world?
Independent of New England, yes. Uh-huh.
Less
South,
England?
South England. Not England?
Not England IPA.
The Wales Coast IPA.
Yeah. Wales Coast.
All right. I like where you're going with this.
Oh, Gold Coast? No, there's Treasure Pleasure Coast.
Pleasure Coast.
Something.
That doesn't sound right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounds right, bro.
Mikey's there.
I'm there.
Pleasure Coast.
Hey. Hey.
One.
I'm here.
Hi, sir. Thanks for flying with us. Where are you going today?
Pleasure Coast.
Sorry, say it again.
Pleasure Coast.
Ah, one ticket.
One way.
One way.
Not leaving. Not coming back.
You could check out anytime you like, but you can never
leave. Get him when he comes back in. He's not coming back. You get that one? No.
Nope. Where'd you go?
Never, nothing. Never mind. We're continuing with voicemails. These are the ones, email voicemails. Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Hillary, a.k.a. Hills Bills.
Hills Bills.
What the damn Hills?
I do still listen to the podcast, but here's the thing. I find new ones, and then I binge them for, like, months and months and months, and then I come back. So I just finished listening to the most recent one. And now I'm calling in, and I love you guys. I still listen, just not that often.
like everybody.
So, you guys are awesome, and congrats on the 300-something-something episode.
310, thank you.
And cheers to Maddie Cakes. He bought me a beer the other day.
I appreciate
that. I right now am drinking Hot Bullet from Sierra Nevada.
Nice.
And also, I am, I was going to tell you that I'm celebrating my new job on July 3rd after work at the downtown club.
Which was two days ago.
By the time this comes out, that will have passed, so...
Because
never mind.
Because we record live. This is two days ago.
That's not happening right now.
Keep up the good work, guys. Also, I like when that bumper just says, guys. That's awesome. Okay, bye.
You can't just plan that.
Well, so now we have to go back and edit just a clip of her saying guys and then play that sometimes.
Guys. Wow. Sounds good.
So there was... guys. Yeah.
Wait. He's going to get it.
Good.
So
I don't know how.
I'm sorry we're not there, Hillsville.
I don't know how I timed this, but there was a time where Hillsville was working downtown. Then she wasn't working downtown. But then she had gotten another job back downtown. And I don't know the story if she was walking or she told me it was during her lunchtime, but. I would walk out into the beer garden probably about anywhere from 10 to noon. I don't know what actual time it was, but I'd walk out and I'd just see her walking in front of the beer garden, just headphones in, not like craning over the window or anything.
It's not a like big commuting avenue walking place.
It's not
New York City where like tons of people are just walk. You're like, what? It makes you like stop and look like that person's walking by. Where is that person going right now? I was like,
that's Hills Bills.
Wait, hey, I know that person.
Look at that. But she did stop by a couple weeks back. I was like, I'm going to buy your beer. And she honestly did say,
convince me, sir, through your podcast thing, I will buy your beer.
But she talks and then has the high note. And she's like, I haven't been here in like 6 months. And I was like,
6 months.
And I was like, what?
I haven't been here in like 6 months. Yeah. She used to be all there. What the hell?
All there.
She was there, then she wasn't there, then she was back there.
She's
then
a binger. She just binges.
Yeah.
Binges breweries.
Yeah,
for
she
a while.
Found a new brewery and she like, just binged
nope,
them.
Done with these guys. You know? I'll be back in six months.
You know.
Wow. Well, we're happy to have Hills Bills.
Hills Bills.
And still listen. We were a little bit worried.
What are they perfect pour? This is Chew Your Beer. Just kidding, it's Hillary again.
Oh, man.
Forgot to mention, so I'm going to be working at Provo and Pritchard. That is a local
civil engineering
firm. And I think me and Nick are rivals now. So interesting. But I'm going to be making hella more money now than working at the county.
Than Nick?
So
wait, what?
I'm going to become a golden god.
That's true, too.
Spoiler alert.
Ooh, don't spoil it.
I know this is late, but I'm, binging, catching up. So I came up with the concept for Brews and Vines as well as the name. Sorry, Mikey, it has brews in it.
Brews.
Yeah, brews.
I didn't know that you didn't like that until after I named it. So sorry. Hashtag sorry not sorry. I still think it's a good name. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to attend it yet, even though it was my idea. So maybe next year.
I can't go, but it was my thing.
I did it.
Bye.
I did
it. XOXO.
Oh,
wow.
Hills Bills. Because Nick was talking about.
I have a nemesis.
You were talking about the name.
Yeah.
And you're like, Bruce. Oh, it's a good, cool name. She's like, that's my name.
I did that.
I did it. Well, so.
Thank you for
Mikey's
doing that,
stupid.
Hills Bills, because that is an awesome event.
Yes.
Books and beers and wine tours. Uh-huh. But
I went there.
Yeah, if it gets my wife to go and I get to go drink beer, I'm happy.
Drinking beer amongst the library is the greatest idea.
Yes.
Do we need to go dark? Do we need to go East Coast? Or do we need to go West
Coast?
You
could stop after the first question.
Matt has pulled out some new beers. We're all giddy that Hills Bills is still listening. Yeah.
Hills Bills!
We're having fun.
Hills Bills, all I got to say is God made dirt, and dirt don't hurt.
Civil engineer joke.
It's hard to be in a bad mood when Hills Bills is around.
Right?
Wait, what?
I love gold!
I did see.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this.
Hills Bills and
I forgot.
That's
about
not dark, sir.
I forgot about
sir.
That's why it's an anomaly.
New
I
beer.
I forgot about that.
New beer entering the show.
I'm sorry, your stout is broken.
It's from Faction Brewing.
I just did some stomach drumming because of the hilarity. No, you can pour a little bit more.
We're still here.
What
I'm
we
a
got
disbeliever.
Here?
So it's Faction a golden nitro golden stout from Faction.
No.
It's a golden milk stout.
Golden milk stout. Sorry.
Yeah. Star
an anomaly or anomaly?
Cacao nibs, milk, sugar, and coffee.
Sorry, I forgot it. I forgot that it was their golden stout. Sorry.
Yeah. So,
you got all geared up for some
dark
beer.
Ready for some dark beer.
But it's still. I like golden stouts.
I even put on my night vision goggles.
I think it's good. It's watery.
It's watery.
60 days.
Watery, as they say in Australia. Watery.
It's watery.
Watery.
I've had this on draft before, so I should have remembered.
I've had it on draft.
Had it. Wow.
You got that right, Beth. Chewy.
Wow,
he has
Beth.
Had it on draft.
Wow, Beth.
I like it. I don't care, Nick.
You haven't even tried it.
I did. I tried it. Drank it.
Look, I'm drinking it right now.
Made a decision.
yum, yum. Yum, yum beer.
Yum, yum. Down the hatch. Yum, yum.
Down into my belly.
I like scotch. Scotch.
Have you seen my library? It's a work.
Continuing
with leather-bound books.
With voicemail.
What's up, guys?
How's it going, Perfect Pour?
Whoa.
Con and Janine here.
Is this the Janine and the Colin?
With our dogs.
Are they a horse?
And our clinky friend.
It. Our clinky friend.
That's Jen.
Yep. Hey.
She likes clinky drinks, too.
Clinky drinks.
We're walking
you
to
can't,
a brewery.
That's an open
Tiger.
Container in it. Outdoors.
It's a 14-minute walk if you huff it.
It's dog friendly, so we're bringing the dogs.
Yep.
Poop.
Poop, poop.
Poop, poop.
And today was a shit show.
Yeah, so apparently getting a new phone is more difficult than buying a new vehicle.
Yes.
Takes longer.
About 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours to get a phone. Transfer your plan, trade in your old phone. Wait for the
sales guy to
make 800 mistakes. Wishing I had a beer the whole time.
Yes.
I think they should serve beer at the Verizon store, personally.
Yes.
I was just, my mind went there.
We were able to go to our friend Luke's house and have some beers.
Yep, we watched sunset, have porch beers.
Porch beers!
And now we're walking to a brewery, and it's still sunset.
So I was going
to
tell Chew Your Beer that I had a Citraholic. The beach was Citraholic, and mm-hmm. beer, in fact, is very fantastic.
It's good.
Super delicious.
Yes.
We want to give a shout-out to Ryan for giving us a shout-out. We're giving a shout-out to her for giving us a shout-out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's reciprocal shout-outs.
It's a shout-out shout-out.
Yeah.
So cool. So we didn't really structure this call very much, except to say that we love you guys.
Aww.
And we want you to keep up the good work, guys.
Okay, according to Mikey, we need to go play doctor.
We're off to go play doctor.
Yay!
Later! Yay. Bye!
Wait, what? What did I miss?
That sounds like me. It feels vaguely familiar. I said that.
This sounds right.
Yeah, I'm sure they're 100% correct. And enjoy that playing doctor, guys. Thanks, Colin and Janine, for calling us on their walk. I wonder if that was a mirror bottle there.
A mirror? You're saying they use insulated growlers?
Yeah. Mirror? Let's continue on. We got plenty of voicemails this week. Yep, that's the show. There it is. Benny Hill going between different hallways looking for girls. 60-year-old man chasing around 20-something-year-old girls.
Perfect.
In the 60s. That just sums up men.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Hey, guys. XL in Buffalo here.
Uh-oh.
I just wanted to call in with a ballpark beer stand report.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep.
Listening.
Drive over the weekend down to Cincinnati. Part of my quest to visit all the major league ballparks. This was ballpark number 20 for me. Hot Whoa. Day in Cincinnati, nice. So damn it, I needed a beer. Got in there, started walking around. There's a couple of big beer stands, the usual concession stands. Seeing a lot of AB InBev products, from the big names even down to the Golden Road Wolf Pup. Couple of the things like Grapefruit Sculpin and Moreland Lager, which is a local there. Kept wandering around, and I finally found the craft beer section over behind the third base side in the concourse. a lot of regionals, locals, ended up getting
like to hide them.
Mad Tree, Rounding Third Red IPA, which was a good taste in beer. So if you're in Cincinnati, you're at the ball game looking for beer, it's over on the third base side. You should be able to do something. $14.25 for a tall beer of the craft variety. Huh. So go have fun, catch a game.
Good.
Get out there, enjoy yourself, people.
No.
I'm going to keep it short. Might have another call coming in. Hoppy Libations is in town. She's already drinking it up, so I'm going to try and hook up with her tomorrow.
She's already getting
it. Get a few
it.
Of the local places and have a little fun, have a get it. So maybe there'll be more to come. Get a little Rammy get it call going, and we'll talk to you guys later. Wow. Cheers.
Cheers.
Spoiler alert. Thanks.
Spoiler alert. His tailgating is get it.
I see.
Inception.
I did see some photos. I was like, these are people. They're hanging out with each other.
These are people that listen to the show and they're hanging out with each other. That's a get it.
Hey, guys. It's me, Al Green.
Al Green.
Hi, Al.
Called it.
Just sitting in the den.
No, you didn't.
I'm ready to open up a...
He's sitting in his den.
Bird's Cave Fresh Pale.
The den.
Den call.
Can if you follow 6, him on 12, 19, Untappd, he's McAfee always checked in there.
Den call.
ABV. Brewed at...
Is this an gangster rap?
Annie Brewery, LLC, Niles,
I think that's
Illinois.
Milkshake and it sounds like the rap villa.
Happy July. Hope everyone had a very safe and happy 4th of July.
It was awesome.
We did because we're alive and it's cool. July 5th.
It's
right?
So good. I protected my ice chest well.
Planned, I should still have 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Oh, he questioned that.
He's like, I'm not sure.
I had a pretty busy June.
No bottle rockets in the Yeti.
Made my
do not Yeti your bottle rockets.
Six different breweries.
Come on.
And as a
or do not bottle rocket your Yeti then.
Father of two children.
You light it off and throw it in your good. Yeti. Mm-hmm. See what happens.
Pretty good. I don't have to name them all. The ones that stick out were invasive species.
Oh, that's the second invasive species mentioned in voicemail.
Gonna have to go back there. Sideward Brewing.
Sideward.
Gonna have to go back there.
Sideward.
And
Shideboom.
I liked Matthew's Brewing too.
The guy reference.
But my top,
I like me too.
Invasive species. I'm gonna definitely have to go back out there.
A lot of mats involved in this show.
I got a trip in July planned to Homestead, and I'm gonna try and go hit Tripping Animals Brewing while I'm down there.
Oh, that's messed up. You shouldn't trip animals.
Other than that, just wanted to say what's up, guys. It's July.
Sorry.
Hot as hell out here. Drinking some beers.
I had a
Dewclaw tart IPA.
Wow.
Something about lemons.
Tart IPA.
It was all right. Not too bad. That's a good summer beer. Put me down for one of those. And keep up the good work, guys. Keep doing your thing.
Ma.
And Willards. Willards.
Willards.
Willards. Wow, that was subtle.
Willards. God damn it.
I like that. He crept into that one. That was perfect.
So this keeps playing in my mind, so I'm just going to play it out. So
pretty
we can
sure
just
that music was from Aqua Teen Hunger Force in the background.
I see.
I'm just going to get pretty this out of the way.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No.
Crap flappers.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No. Because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Well, that might be your problem. It's not what you like. It's the consumer.
Wow. Oh. Substitute that for any new craft beer bar.
No. You don't have any Husker Dudes or Husker Don'ts?
You have any hazy Husker Dudes?
Yeah, Buckets.
Or unhazy Husker Don'ts? What? You only. They're like, no, we only have lagers.
We got some.
We only got sparkler stouts and.
We only have stout and lager.
We got Luponic Distortion.
Yeah, Lagunitas Distortion IPA. Number 9, because we like that number.
All right, we're gonna do this
all the number
right
nines.
Now. You guys have two glasses in front of you.
Oh crap!
Oh boy, no. It's getting real in here.
Woo! Wow!
Can
that
I get
was
a
industry
can
wow,
I get right
that was
there?
Double.
Can I get a double golden god right there?
I love gold.
Man, that's two. He just opened two cans and one's in one motion.
I'm sorry for everything that happens after this.
Oh, double God. Industry move.
What are we going to do? There's still a show left. We still have to hold it together. Right.
Is this the Husker Do and Husker Don't?
Yes, it is. There's extra Husker Do's in the right in the East Coast, and there's the Husker Don'ts in the left coast.
Oh, boy.
Perfect. Or should it be the other way?
So going
Husker
Don't
is, means you don't filter it. Husker Du means you do filter it. Yeah.
216 ounce
East Coast in your right glass. That's all I ask.
From Coronado Brewing, we have Rise East, Set West. One can is Rise East, Hazy IPA.
So I saw this pop up on MGA on the loop. And I wanted to pick up both. I was like, this is what we fight over.
The other can is West Coast.
I'm the unbiased party that likes Not East easy. Coast and West Coast. What? Mikey likes East. He can appreciate both, but he goes towards the East comfortably. The brother goes towards West comfortably.
Yep.
So
when you're talking about hazy versus non-hazy, I don't go East Coast standard IPA. Oh God! Now I don't know which one I did. Oh, that, okay. Left one's hazy.
Come on!
Wow. Okay, so
I have to pull your beer card right now. If you couldn't figure out which beer,
I figured it out. I figured it out.
Give him
a minute. Hey, I figured it out, everyone. Don't think I'm stupid.
I'm like, oh my God, Mike doesn't know anything about beer.
I know. Okay. I got it.
He just got excited.
Yeah. That's I was thinking for a moment.
They both have a considerably hop nose.
Oh, Matt's getting real on this tasting. He's been to
He's been listening to the tasting podcast.
Too many Cicerone classes.
I'm getting him. It feels like a summer day in a meadow, and it's very aqueous.
West.
Yeah, like
I'm gonna say that the East Coast.
Big surprise.
I'm gonna say that the East Coast is more bitter than the West Coast.
Damn it! I'm gonna have to crack her here.
Cleanse that palate. More bitter, but a lot more malt profile comes through on the East Coast.
Yes. The East Coast to me is more lemongrass.
Mm. Sorry for all the smacking. I apologize.
And I'd say the West Coast is more like key lime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That West Coast more is the lime. Clear.
Yeah, West Coast is clear. It's a little sharper.
Clear AF.
It doesn't have that weird...
It has what you call bittering
tongue,
hops.
Tongue blanket. There's no tongue blanket from the East Coast.
Like, yeah, the West Coast, it does one of those, and then it just tapers off.
Uh-huh. The East Coast is like, it's snuggle.
Man, I can't decide. I like
the East Coast almost has a little hazy. Bit of like a coriander in there, too.
I think I like the hazy better. The East Coast.
Well,
East.
So they both, to me, have some bittering hops. They kind of shock the palate considering what, I mean, but that could just be Coronado. But I feel like considering some of the other beers we've had, they've been more malt forward or maybe not necessarily bitter forward. So it's adjusting to these two. I like both of them. I would probably gravitate towards the West Coast in this case, in this scenario.
I win is what he said.
I guess so.
Wow.
Majority rules.
Wow, you went for that.
Nice. If you'd like to try it yourself, if you're in a town that has Coronado Brewing, they've got it. You can sit and do it side by side, just like we did.
Yeah, I mean, that's very cool of them to release two beers at the same time, now, separating the coast.
These were separate six-packs or four-packs of these 16 ounces?
So when you go to MGA, they do singles.
Yeah,
I haven't seen anybody else post about having it. Maybe Moroa might have it, but it was in a four pack.
Okay. They're all the same in a four pack. It weren't like a mixed four pack.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess if you added them up, it would add up to a normal pricing of a four pack.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were side by side in their own four packs, and I mixed my own to check out.
Made your own.
The nose on the East Coast, though, is just amazing.
Hey, guys. Big Dog checking back in.
Whoa.
Just wanted to call and say, hey, you know, Perfect Pour listeners, they're some of the coolest people out there.
Hell yeah, they are.
Oh, yesterday, thanks.
I got to hook up with
Hoppy Hubs
and Hoppy Hubs, who's not really a hop fan. He's more of a sour fan, so I don't know if we want to call him Sour Hubs.
that's what my wife calls me.
Anyways. We kind of failed on getting a Rammy Willards type call while we're out and about drinking, but we had a good time. Happened. Hit a few places here in Buffalo, what we could, what was open. Tuesday, a lot of stuff is closed, but we had a good time.
You're saying you had a Buffalo get it?
To right. Bacon Nubs, which I think they enjoyed.
Buffalo get it,
and who wouldn't?
There you go.
But just, it's always great to meet other people from different lands and different places and different experiences and get together and have a beer and have a good time. I think that's what it's all about. So cheers to everybody. Get out there. Have a get it. Have some good beers. And keep up the good work.
Bye. You know,
every time I check the weather, it hasn't been too bad in Buffalo lately. I'll check. Let's get a live Buffalo weather update right now.
What's going on in Buffalo right now? Checked it.
It's snowing. Los Angeles.
At the top of the show, we're going to check the temperatures and weather.
It is 70 degrees in Buffalo right now, which it is 11.
No, 11:40, it's a generic time of one day or night.
It's generic. It's yes. It is 3 hours ahead of us, and it is 70 degrees.
In the future, it's going to be 70 degrees. Is that
so? We're 73. Yeah. They're 70 right now.
Oh, okay.
They're 3 hours ahead. Hmm. So that's what's happening.
That's surprising.
They have a high of 87 and a low of 72. So it's a very small gap. Mm-hmm. With us, if we're in the 80s, that means we get down to almost the 50s.
Almost
50s. 60s, 50s. So they have a smaller gap, it looks like, between the two temperatures.
And they have that Pacheco Pash open it. Ocean what? Air. What? I don't know.
Oh, I guess there's thunderstorms.
We're in the second hour now, guys.
Uh-oh. It's been pretty stable. It seems like they have the
there you go. We had a Buffalo get it. Buffalo get it.
Buffalo get it. 2019.
So nobody, XL's always, nobody ever does it get in Buffalo. Well, look at Hoppy Libations. She got the.
What was the commercial you're quoting? Nobody ever pays me in.
Nobody ever pays me in gum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Trident, right?
Yeah.
The Trident, the utility workers on the.
Nobody ever pays me in gum.
Damn it.
I'm not special enough.
Oh, boy.
Sorry for opening two beers at once.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. Perfecto Chew, you be here, man. They can Mike.
Is this Hillary?
Fools, I'm chilling. Never caught stealing. Never caught.
Wow. Are you Hills Bills? I'm sipping on We've been fooled IPAs. Once today.
I'm sipping on Cut Loose, kind of like a Cutlass Supreme, because that's what the label has with Dayton, so that's why I bought it by Arrow Lodge. Double IPA, delicious beer, homie. What are they? Check it out. No beef between me and Fontana Jim. I've been invited to the invitationals. I just haven't had the time to go because that's when you do take a lot of tours, homes. But hopefully next year I have the time and I can roll with Nick, and then we can turn the whole world upside down. Also, for Mikey, there is a Farrell's in my area, Santa Clarita, at Fantasia. It's connected right next to a golf course and a go-karts and arcades. Fun place. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you don't know anything about
Mikey's.
They
just shut it down. They shut that shit down.
Also, Mikey, you have a lot of jalapenos. This is for you, Zach. Zach, take all those jalapenos and let's make a community beer.
Oh.
A Pilsner, Holmes.
All right.
Get rid of the seeds, though. Don't add the seeds so the pills won't be too hot.
They're not that hot anyway,
bro.
We
just want the mellow flavors and taste of the jalapenos so we can pair it with some delicious tacos al pastor or carnitas or asada. And I got the perfect name, Holmes. Hot Pills. Kind of like Hot Wheels, but Hot Pills. You use that same logo and you draw a little hop that looks like a hot rod, hot wheel rolling down the track into your pint glass, let's say, or into smashing into some tacos or whatever, Holmes. Just stuff like that. What else? That's about it, Holmes. I'm just trying to get through fast. That's it. Just if you want to see a little bit of Chew, watch the Dodgers versus San Diego tomorrow, 4th of July. As a matter of fact, happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day, motherfuckers.
I hope it was good.
Don't blow up your fingers or your thumbs, and don't burn your neighbor's fucking house down.
Not me,
but
bro.
Watch me. I'll be at the game. I'll be out in center field over by the pavilion, high-fiving Dodgers and fucking throwing the bird to San Diego Padres and booing Manny Machado.
Manny,
I don't like that
Manny,
dude, but that's
Manny.
A whole different story. Cody, you understand my hatred. But let's go Dodgers, man. They're doing great. That's about it, Holmes. This is Chew Your Beer.
Did he say
go
Goyers?
Dodgers. Happy 4th of July. Drink beers. Make sure you did your independent beer run today, the 3rd. As I did, I got a couple cans of Sierra Nevada because I was budget buying. Orderly, it's Chew Your Beer. And I love my country, Holmes.
Wow.
Viva los Estados Unidos, Holmes.
What?
Huh? What
did he say?
Look at Chew this week, 259.
What are you telling me?
Right on time.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's three-minute mark.
He mentioned being invited to future
Fontana Jam Invitational.
Fontana, yes, that. So immediately my mind went to Parks and Rec, where it was Tom realized he had a Jerry filter. So like he was invited to Jerry's Christmas party, but he was just like, we never received an invitation. He's like, oh, the Jerry filter. And it was like, mm-hmm. everything went to spam.
Yeah.
So that's what happened to Chewy. He had a gym filter.
Yeah.
Not knowing that he was invited to the Fontana Jam Invitational.
I just want to go directly to spam.
Yeah. He probably went to spam. He was invited the whole time. Bam. He'll be there for the future ones.
Bam, spam.
In the meantime, I just did a blend of West and Rise East from Coronado.
What? If you just want the podcast to be over, just say
Are you an animal?
Nobody can stop me now.
Wow. On Chew's note, I have tried the 100% authentic carne asada from Chipotle, and I'm disappointed.
Wait, what?
Chipotle.
Stop. Everyone stop what
Mexican
you're doing.
Restaurant, Chipotle.
Let's listen to this.
Has carne
Don't say
asada
Mexican
now.
Restaurant and Chipotle in the same sentence.
100% authentic. And wait, I cannot believe what a disgrace it was.
Wait. So explain to me how this works. So you walk in and you say, I want 100% authentic.
Yes. That's, well, they have steak. They've always had
asada.
Steak.
Asada. Yeah.
Right. They've always had steak.
Oh,
yes.
Actually, sir, it's called steak.
And now they have.
Here in this country, it's
carne
called
asada.
Steak.
No, it's carne asada.
Well, so they had chorizo for a while. And that went away.
Oh, man. That brought back memories of Taco Bell.
And then now they brought carne asada.
But that I've always said asada there, I think.
It's steak.
Okay.
Sir.
But I'm in Fresno, and you say asada in Fresno.
Asteca.
The steak.
So wait, now they're like, you better, now you.
Carne asada.
Now you have to say carne asada?
Yes.
Like you're at a Fresno taco
truck?
Would
you like steak or carne asada?
Oh, they do have both, don't they?
Yes,
they do.
Both? Wait, I am fucking lost. What the fuck is going on?
You can get steak tacos or carne asada
or
tacos.
What the hell is the difference?
Oh, it's huge.
It's the cut of meat.
Okay. No, I get that, but I mean, really?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently the preparation is different.
Well, that too.
Like, if I, like a real Mexican taco truck, like, might have steak and asada.
It could be. Could be.
Wow. And so you're saying that they're...
The real Mexican restaurant Chipotle.
Chipotle's asada is not good.
It's not so good, Al.
And it's different from their steak.
It is different from their steak. And I still enjoy the steak.
Uh-huh.
The steak is good.
Right.
The carne asada.
Okay. So all right. I'm blown away. I'm blown away.
There you go. It's your culture for the week.
That's set me back a little bit. I feel like I'm not as cool as I used to be. Like everything's passed me by in life, and I probably should just shut everything down.
Skirt steak. We get some.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm not driving. In fact, I'm not even in California. I'm in North Carolina.
What?
Right on the border of Greensboro and High Point.
What?
It's for work. And I just saw the time and realized it's Wednesday.
Doesn't make sense.
But you guys are probably moving the recording date up or something, aren't you? I probably missed it. Oh, well. Well, anyway, what I have
then you'd be in the world between worlds.
Tonight's voicemail, whether it makes it to this show this week or next week, is I have a rant. It's a rant. It's a counter rant.
Here we go. It's
a rant in response to many rants that I've seen. And I don't know if they're rants, but they're whining posts about, why can't I just get a traditional Pilsner? Why are fruit milkshake IPAs and all these pastries?
Did you listen to Culture? Yeah. Come on, Scotty. Yeah. There's three new beers.
Let me tell you why you can't. Folks who do this, and folks who do this, I still love you. You're great. That's your opinion. I'm going to share with you my
That's just your opinion.
I say,
man.
Thank God for brewers that brew beer that isn't traditional. You know why?
Why?
Because if nobody ever did that, you wouldn't be able to have a Pilsner. There isn't a Pilsner tree where you can pick a Pilsner bottle off of it. Pilsners don't exist in nature. They evolved. They adapted through centuries of changes in how beer was made. So when you start whining about beer not being traditional, I need a Pilsner. I'll tell you why you can't find a traditional Pilsner all over the place. Because fuck you. That's why. Pardon my language. But, you know, I'm glad that brewers through the centuries weren't like people like you. Because we wouldn't have your traditional styles. We would have a flat, malty beverage that could get you drunk, yeah. But it wouldn't be anything like what we have today. We wouldn't have the variety we have today if people were all like you. Not that you're not a worthwhile person. You're just a whiny person that's afraid of change, and you like to whine and complain. And you're very entertaining. You are. So stay super, all you whiny people that can't stand change. And for you folks at the Perfect Pour, Mikey, Nick, and Matt, keep up the great work.
Oh,
okay. I'm in North Carolina, and the beer is... It's, some of it's okay, but nothing has really made me go wowzers in my trousers. All right. Take care, guys. Love you.
Come
wowzers
on, North Carolina.
In my trousers.
He must not be in Raleigh, Durham.
He's not Raleigh. You
know. He's not in Raleigh, Durham. Yeah. Thanks, Scotty B. So you brewers are like, I just want plain Pilsners and plain Lagers. Yeah. Well, freaking make some interesting beer.
Yeah.
You can forward the movement of beer. You can forward the craft of beer by doing that, okay? Sorry, we have to make you work. Sorry, we like flavor. Apologize. We like to have you add ingredients. Sorry, I like adjuncts sometimes, okay? Like marshmallow in my stouts, all right?
What?
Well, happy birthday, America. Hey, guys, I saw something disturbing couple weekends ago when I went out on a get it with Portland Garage Boy Rep Jazz and Ant and associated family members.
Wow. What did he show you?
Brewery Tarot, which was a good stop. Fantastic little place.
Yee.
And they had one of their brewsicles, a fucking milk
lactose
sugar induced fruit smoothie style of beer. They had one of those in a fucking freezer as a slushie.
Ooh.
And then later that week, I saw Left Hand Brewing out in Colorado. I had one of those in one of their fucking fruit beers in a freezer on a slushie. And I start thinking, is this some kind of
where we're going.
New slush. Dumb trend? Is it the summer of the slushie?
Yep.
And
summer
then I saw slush. Fresno's own fucking Tioga Sequoia with a goddamn slushy beer.
It's
and then
good.
What do I see earlier this week?
It's good.
I see good old worst beer blog making fun of somebody. I think it was Golden Road on their goddamn slushy beer. So what are your thoughts on these? And maybe the bearded brewer has to talk as a disinterested party, or maybe we exclude him from the conversation since he may or may not be involved with one of the above mentioned companies.
Tainted.
What the fuck is going on with these fruit smoothie slushy beers? Anyways, happy birthday, America. Keep up the good work, guys.
Anyways.
Bye.
Bye. Fontana. Fontana. Chicago.
Chicago.
Fontana.
So there's two different kind of slush machines that exist in the world. There is your
Slurpees.
Wow.
Only two students can be in that 7-Eleven at one time, okay, guys? That's two backpacks. That you have to leave your backpack at the door. Only two students could come here at one time.
Wow.
So there
sounds
is
like you lived there.
Your traditional gas station style
that life.
Corkscrew with the reservoir and the corkscrew all in one area.
Yeah.
You see those at the gas stations. You see them sometimes at...
What about those make-your-own-milkshake machines? Have you done one of those? You seen these milkshake machines?
I'm going to ignore
you. Can you believe these milkshake machines they got now?
Then there's the other style that you see at... we actually bought a machine from Dutch Brothers, but you also see them at places like Sonic and stuff like that. That it's a commercial machine, cylinder with its... It looks like the lawnmower, like the short grass. I don't know what it's called. It's a real mower. It looks like the blade out of a real mower.
Yeah.
But in a machine.
Point Break where Bodie almost got his head mowed.
Sure. Let's go. That sounds good enough. But it looks like a real mower blade and in a machine.
Not Bodie. It was. And that's what Johnny you see
in like places like Sonic and Dutch Brothers.
Did you get something wrong about
Point Break? Commercial grade.
I did.
We picked up one of those machines, and if you chill beer down, it slushes.
But it doesn't like to. Like it's very temperamental.
It's against it.
It's like, no, I'm not gonna slush. You're like, you're gonna fucking slush beer.
It does pretty easy.
Slush. It's like, no.
It does pretty easy.
And eventually, it's just like, ah, fuck it, I gotta slush.
So I've always been a person to where wheat beers are not my favorite, but I understand what a good wheat beer tastes like, and I can understand if there are masses that enjoy wheat beers. I can understand that and respect that. So
the same people that enjoy wheat beers enjoy beer slushies. That's what you're saying?
No.
I feel like that's what you're saying.
What I'm saying is I'm not personally a person that would order a beer slush, but I can understand what a good beer slush tastes like. Mm-hmm. So I am constantly on the panel of tasting beer slushes. Even though I don't personally order them. Mm-hmm. But... I do say, yes, man, this is passable, this is good, panel. And people will like it. And we could have a day where we implement beer slushies and we could sell 200 of them.
All I know is I got a beer slushie taster at Tugger.
He was sitting there minding his own.
Yeah. I didn't want any part of this.
And I set it down. I was like, try this.
And I'm like, what are you trying to do to me?
And he was like, I saw the machine, didn't want to. Go,
but you know, I could have blasted you on social media, bro, but I left it alone. And here you are bringing me a beer slushie. Here we go. And I had it, and it was actually pretty delicious.
Damn it. You're not helping.
Yeah, I know.
You're the problem.
I was like, wow, this is really easy to drink.
Is it 110 outside? I'll take two.
You see, where's beer bog this week? There's a kid at like the Cubs game or something. He has a hard seltzer. He has like one of the Boston Beer Company hard seltzers. What's that one? What's theirs called? I don't know.
It's not white. It's true.
No, it's something else. But it's the one that Boston Beer Company made. And it's on camera. It's a picture of it. And he's holding this hard seltzer, and he like looks like he's wiped. Like it's just like this 11-year-old kid, and he's just like wiped. He's like, fuck, man, they're drinking these hard seltzer too long. And it's just all out in the open in the public. There's where we're at now, people. These hard seltzers, this is what they're doing to society. 12-year-olds are just walking around a baseball game with a hard seltzer going, man, I had a rough year. Rough year in sixth grade. Man. Oh, yeah. Whew. I like to have these hard seltzers to unwind from the day from sixth grade.
All that advanced math.
Yeah. Whew. Oh, God, that Common Core math is just getting me, guys.
Common Core.
Open up some hard seltzers.
Barely remember the preamble right now.
Yep. Oh, gosh. But, I'm afraid, you know, Jim, breweries like to make money. So if slushies make money, what, you want cracker? You want my water? I don't understand.
It's right. Cans. Oh. Beer.
Cans.
West Coast.
Cans. Yes,
not both. The West Coast.
No, you need both. Blend it, bro.
Just leave that hazy down there.
Hashtag blend it, bro.
Leave the East down in front of Mikey.
So, yeah, Jim, you're just going to have to face it. There's going to be beer slushies, and you can either join it or not.
They're not for you.
There's a lot of things I don't join, but I look the other way.
Mikey, picture yourself where you're sitting there, and the wife, he's like, I'll go if they have beer slush.
I mean, I'll be
jazzed.
I'll be like looking for any brewery that has beer slush. I don't care how bad it is. They got beer slushies.
I think we're doing pomegranate tomorrow for 4th of July, which is yesterday. Sorry. I think we're doing a pomegranate slush with blue raspberry pop rocks on top of it.
Wow.
So.
Wow. I hope this ends up on Worst Beer Blog so I can look at it. Looking out for beers.
Wow, fail.
There we go. Yep, that's what I figured was coming.
Oh my God, the zany antics on the Perfect Pour every week. It's just so crazy. Mm-hmm. Beers get released all the week too, just like podcasts. And we look out for them, Matt. Are there any beers you're looking out for right now?
Mercenary IPA from Central Coast Brewing. I may or may not have accidentally tasted that beer. And then, I backslapped a bug. Backhanded a bug.
Bitch slap backhand.
Bitch slap, yeah. But so the reason why I'm looking out for this is it released the week after I was at the coast. And I just saw a photo a mere hours ago of MGA hanging out at Central Coast Brewing. And I was like, hey, while you're there, bring us back some cans.
Guys, and tell me before you put it out on the shelves.
And I believe so. I know there was three hoppy beers today, and I believe it was Lucky Day, Juice Almighty, and the Mercenary.
Right.
So the bunch of hoppy cans dropping at Central Coast right now. And then from Alvarado, which I do know MGA did pick up, they have Alta California, which is their pale ale. They had some other hazies going, but that looked pretty interesting. And then I'm looking out for more 19.2 ounce.
any 19.2s?
So
it's still not big enough for the hopsulator.
So what I noticed is when I was at Whole Foods, we had the locale last week from the local or locale from Dust Bowl. They had that in 19.2 ounce, and there was another brewery which
the locale,
yeah.
Oh,
wow. 19.2.
Interesting.
It was next to the PBR, which was a 24-ounce can, not a 19.2. But
well, that would fit in your hopsulator.
Yeah, that would. Mm-hmm. But I've been noticing that some beers that have been popping up in six packs, whether it's 12s or 16s, have also been popping up in 19 singles, and that I'm okay with. A 16-ounce single, if I could make it a 19-ounce single, I'd rather go for that. So I'm looking out for more beers like in that format, and maybe I'll pick up one of those locales one day.
Bigger the better.
Bigger the better.
I say. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's all you're looking out for?
That's what I'm looking out for.
Nick, what are you looking out for? Yeah.
Wow. Custom song.
Yeah.
Real
custom.
I'm going to do what they say in the industry as a teaser.
Oh.
It's a new beer from Zach's Brewing. No surprise there.
Oh.
It's the next
presence?
Next round in the Exactly series.
Oh, already. Yes. I know what you're talking about. I already know.
Shh, don't say anything then, because you got to watch their social media for this to come
out. If it's Centennial, I'm not that into it.
Okay, no, it is. Well, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. So sorry.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Centennial.
So just ignore their social media. Don't even look at it. You already know.
It's going to be super clean and clear.
Yep.
So hazy fans, go bye-bye.
Do not
bye-bye.
Apply.
But you can swerve. The hop is exclusive.
It's exclusive.
So keep an eye on their page for information on their new Exactly series beer. Right. I am very much looking out for this.
Oh, okay. Yes.
This is like a hop I know?
Yes.
Huh.
And it's mosaic? But it's clear.
Oh no, it's clear.
They've already had Citra and Mosaic.
Haze it.
There's only Citra and Mosaic hops.
That's it. That's all you need. Then perfect.
I don't understand. That's all you need. Why do you go past that?
Is it Citra? No. Is it Mosaic? Exactly. No. Well, then it has to be Citra. Well, then it has to be Mosaic.
He didn't put hops in?
Oh, he put much hops in.
Oh. Well, I don't understand then.
Uh-huh. You'll understand when it comes out.
I don't remember where I was or how many beers deep I was with somebody else, but they're like, oh, I haven't. Did you know that this is going to be the net? And I was like, what?
He sobered up instantly.
I'm sober now. What did you just say?
I almost did a spit take. I was like,
what did you just say?
Wow.
It's like, game changer.
Yes.
This is a game changer.
It is.
Okay.
You will see me every day after work across the street that they're open.
Matt will be hugging the keg.
Wow. Zach's Brewing. They're just changing the game, guys. Yeah. I heard they got a new, is that a mural they have on the building?
Yes, they muraled the outside of their building.
They muraled it. I would like, I'm requesting both Tioga and Zach's to rip out the frickin' asphalt and make that classic pebble gravel for the pad, the beer gardens.
Wow, pebble gravel.
Because that's what beer gardens are supposed to be. It's supposed to be asphalt. Pebble gravel. Yeah, I want that.
When you walk through it?
But it seems like that wouldn't be ADA compliant.
Not so much.
Pebble gravel.
Not very compliant.
No.
But that's what pathways are for.
Yeah, make pathways and then pebble gravel. And then, like, I feel like in these beer gardens, the pebble gravel, I would not want to see underneath the pebble gravel, you know? I feel like a lot of stuff goes through the pebble gravel, and underneath that pebble gravel is not good.
So here's the dilemma. Are you willing to give up proper glassware for pebble gravel? Because there's no glass in the pebble gravel.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Like, if you drop a glass,
you're never getting it out of the pebble gravel.
Oh,
hard surface concrete, you have a good chance of getting it all out.
Yeah,
asphalt, a better chance. Pebble gravel, no chance.
Oh, I didn't think about that at all. Wow. Okay. Well, I guess I won't be seeing pebble gravel at Tioga or Zach's.
You want the glassware, huh? That's what you're saying.
Oh, so then those are the places that have plastic out there.
They should, if they don't.
Yeah, they're asking for it.
Yeah.
Asking for trouble.
Same reason why you don't want glass bottles near a pool.
Right. Bad. It's bad.
Bad. It's bad. Bad.
It's bad. Jokes are bad. Glass is bad.
Glass is bad and good.
Okay. Glass is bad and good. Any more you're looking out for, Nick?
No, that's enough for me to be excited. Enough?
Okay. I'm looking out for a collab.
Ooh.
Carl Strauss and New Realm.
What?
Atlanta's New Realm.
Carl Strauss is collabing?
Mitch Steele's New Realm. Yeah. He collab with Carl Strauss. It's called Sounds Like Fun. Thanks.
Sounds like a slap in the face.
Sounds like fun. Thanks. And it's like almost like a comic book panels.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, one dude's like, hey man, you want to do a collab? And the other dude's like, yeah, sounds like fun, thanks. Yeah. And that's the can art.
Quips.
Looks cool. It's an IPL.
What?
Yeah, it's an IPL.
Boring.
It's being distributed to most of Carl Strauss's California distribution, so we might see it.
Wow.
So I will look out for that. And this is from over and across the pond. So our UK listeners, listen up. I want this. If I can't get it, then hopefully you can. Black Iris Brewery. That is there in Nottingham in the UK.
Ah,
in Nottingham. Very dangerous asps. It's a mosaic hopped beer. It's just called Very Dangerous Apps. And it's a reference at Raiders of the Lost Ark where it says, us, very dangerous. You go first.
Nice. You go first.
Yes. So it's Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark reference.
There you go.
Solid. Come
must
on.
Must have. Must yes. need for the shelf.
Bad dates. bad dates. Indeed. And that's all I'm looking out for. What else is going on, guys? Nick, what have you been drinking this week?
What? I hear you, but I don't see you.
You don't see anything.
What?
You know nothing.
That must mean
you know
Fridge Mike.
Jones, though.
Mike Fridge Mike. Ooh. The best. Slap of the best.
I'm going to get a Diet Coke. Anyone want a Diet Coke from the beer fridge?
Did you say Imperial Stout? Then yes.
I did not say that.
I heard Imperial Stout, and yes, I do. All, barley wine is also acceptable.
Barley wine.
I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm going to lose my shit. Keep on drinking my
barley wine. What are we doing?
Barley wine. What have you been drinking?
Oh, been drinking.
Been caught drinking.
Caught been drinking.
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
I had a crowler.
I had a crowler. And you
it was
did it.
Monterey Street Pale Ale from Central Coast Brewing.
Oh, that's solid.
Solid.
As good as it gets.
Growler. That was an industry discount growler, thanks to Bearded Brewer.
Ooh.
You're welcome.
Are you with this guy?
This guy, yep.
Like, oh, hey, it had just, nothing to do with perfect pour. Great.
Just put my... I tried that. I said, perfect pour? Yeah. He's like, get out.
Get out. I mean, I don't... I said, perfect pour sucks, right?
Did I... Is that a Coke Zero with orange? Is that what we're drinking?
Yeah.
I need some caffeine, bros, okay?
Pepsi Zero. Clear.
A little caffeine. This is what I do in my drinking. If I'm doing extended amounts of drinking... I mix in a Diet Coke in there somewhere.
Oh, is that your regimen?
That's my regimen. Mm. And when I follow it, everything works out.
Is that your regimen?
Yeah.
Reggie 559 man?
Reggie 559.
That somebody hasn't called in a while.
Thanks, Reggie.
Yeah, he hasn't called in a long time. He's not a big caller.
You don't care.
What a jerk. He just supports the show and doesn't interact with us.
His daughter just graduated high school, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Big congrats.
And you didn't shoot anybody?
Nope.
Wow. There's an open chair.
Yeah, there wasn't a stabbing or a shooting at her graduation party. I was there. Nobody stabbed anybody or shot anyone. Very abnormal Fresno graduation party. Like, well, no, nobody's getting stabbed or shot. But boring.
Yeah.
This is a snoozer.
Snoozer. I could be drinking lagers. Yep.
Reggie had a secret. He had two coolers available to one. Two coolers had beer. He had like four coolers. Two of them had beer. One had special beer.
Ooh.
And then he had a third. Then he had his own personal beer fridge in a garage.
Damn.
Yeah, and he gave me access to the beer fridge.
Was it a Coors Light or Coors Original?
Yeah, no, it was Tank.
Banquet beer.
Oh, coolers. Sorry, yeah. I misunderstood you there. Oh,
coolers, you not Coors. He gave me all the Coors access.
He had like four Coors for everybody.
All the Coorses.
Hey, everybody, my daughter's a high school graduate. Everyone drink the Coors. We love it.
I didn't shoot anybody.
Matt, what did you drink this week? Well, what could we have caught you drinking?
I've also been drinking some Monterey Street.
Ooh, nice.
Moon Buggy, which was their Northeast Double IPA. Shared some 1.21 gigawatts with the fam at the Central Coast. Golden Glow, which is a hoppy lager from Central Coast Brewing. Fulton Street IPA coming in clutch.
Fulton Street.
And Summer Vibes, another hoppy Pilsner lager that I've been drinking. Blind Pig was on draft everywhere I went, so I made sure to have that. The brother also picked up some Pig and Pliny, and we had those. Did you mention the big-ass Money Stout?
Yes.
Okay. Also enjoyed that, as aforementioned.
Modest 17.2%.
Oh, the
most
boy.
Modest 17.
Did that drink ever so well.
Woo!
So just all over the board. Many, many Coors were had by the pool.
Coors over the weekend. Or Coors?
Coors. Ooh. Coolers, of course.
Coolers, of course.
So hung out with Matt Vaught, Kayleen, Jeffrey Moore, Stephanie, and then the Gales of the Zacks.
Oh,
we all hung out at the
look
pool.
Look at you. Industry pool.
At the pool. Industry pool.
Industry pool.
So they both brought like 40 packs of Corona and Corona Light. So I brought my own beer.
Oh my God.
And then Stephanie showed up with Coors. So when I ran out of my own beer, I was pacing myself. And then a 36 pack of Coors showed up. And then I was no longer pacing myself.
Why do people do that?
Wow, and, they don't know how to pool party.
And it, we did some destruction.
Yay. How's the pool pump? Is it still okay? You didn't mess up the pool pump, did you?
No, the pool is fine.
Okay, that's fine then.
I mean, people jumped off the roof into the pool.
Sure.
And we estimated that there was, if the people that were drinking Coronas, there could have been upwards of 10 per person that were consumed that day. So, wow. Yeah.
There was a lot of empties.
There was a lot of, the recycling bin was at least half full.
I can hear right there that just flashed through the sound of the recycling bins when the garbage on garbage morning when he empties it out above his garbage truck.
But the sad thing is that's the neighbor's container and you forgot to put yours out, so you're running your ass out at 5
o'clock. My neighbors really drank a lot of dragon beer this weekend. Oh shit, I didn't put mine out.
Oh shit, it's a recycle day.
So here's the thing. I've heard from Matt Vaught that his neighbors are nice enough because they have the garages that back up against each other.
Oh, okay.
And I've heard that his neighbors are so nice, if they don't see his cans out, they'll put them out for him. And I was like, that's pretty nice. Looks like
Manny,
this drunk asshole couldn't put his can out
like
again.
Manny
but
was
you
drunk
know.
Last night and forgot to put his cans. I'll do it for him.
Yeah.
I wish I had a guy like me when I was his age, so I'll go ahead.
I mean, I'd be the kind of guy, I'd be thankful, but at the same time, be like, don't touch my cans.
Don't touch it. Hey, I was saving those.
Hey, I got some big cans, huh, don't I?
I didn't drink all those, you know.
I collected those.
I had a party this week, right? And a lot of other people.
You
drinking.
Live alone. That's a lot of cans for one person.
You know what? I do it on the side. Yeah.
I pick up trash on my way home when I see it on the street.
Yeah, it's not at all mine. I don't even like to drink.
It's a
hazy IPA. Oh, it sounds gross. Oh,
slight tangent, but I saw a photo where it's all photos don't have sounds. Uh-huh. And it was like,
what?
Photos don't have
news
sounds
to me.
And it was like a pot of mac and cheese and like it was stirring. A wooden spoon. And it's like in your mind, you could hear that sound. To me, that's the same thing with like a recycle bin mm-hmm. with dumping empty bottles into it. You hear that sound if you see a photo of it.
Nice. I like that.
That clinkety clink.
There's nothing because my next door neighbors they drink too. They're older, but they drink. They're not like and like when Talk you when, there, you're, when your show. Recycling bin is completely empty and you put a couple of glass bottles in there. There's just nothing louder than
no,
that.
No, there's and nothing.
Like, kush, kush, I'm like. Hey, yeah.
Sorry to wake you.
Sorry. It's recycling. This is like, from canning. There were the bottles there from, we're jellies. We're making jellies. No.
Jams and jellies. And
that beer.
So what's this one called? Traveler's All Welcome?
Right, new beer. This is a 1-year anniversary Urban Roots Double IPA.
Yes. I think I was looking out for this.
They could close now.
Ooh.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. This one was...
this is from May 23rd, so yeah. I believe it's looking out
for you them. Have...
Are you going back? You're going back.
No. This was donated to the show. By one of our new golden guys. And I also got it for you guys as well. Because I got this at a place in Watsonville.
Ooh.
In North Carolina?
North Carolina. This is Wazoo Corvette donated this one. This one is from Wazoo Corvette.
Wazoo.
But I also got you guys each one this. So it sounds like Nick doesn't want his.
Yeah, I will donate mine back to the show.
So when I was at Urban Roots last year for the craft beer summit, they had a beer called Melon Cart, which was a double dry hopped IPA. And it was about this hazy and it was about this amazing. So,
all right. I think it's a good beer. It's very solid.
I don't think this is a double IPA, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't a double, but it was a double dry hopped IPA called Melon Cart.
Was there more, Nick? Did you have more beers?
For
last week?
Ben? No.
Ben Cotta.
Just the Mosaic. Right. I think there might have been a... No, it was just Modelo at the Mexican.
Wow.
That was it.
You admit to that, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, when in Rome.
I had a very old Racer 5 at a restaurant.
Yeah, I think we heard about that, didn't we?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Was that tailgate? I don't know. I don't know where our worlds are.
No, anymore. I did talk about it on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, good. I went to the coast.
What?
To the northern.
What?
Wait. The portion that you guys though go. Even my friend Aaron was asking about you guys.
Santa Cruz.
I was like, did they ever come here? I was like, no, they're pretty. Pretty San Luis Obispo, Cayucas, Morro Bay guys.
Correct.
The central.
They don't coast. Do the Santa Cruz County.
Santa Cruz?
Move. But
I've spent a little time in Santa Cruz.
Did you go to Santa Andres?
No. The only thing I could remember was the, I think it was it 99 Bottles? Was their version of like BC's Pizza.
Yeah.
Where you got the beers around the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can remember beer wise in Santa Cruz.
Wow. Yeah. Well, besides Santa Darius, we went to Watsonville. I did it in Watsonville.
Tour. North Carolina?
No, this is Watsonville, California. This is, I think Watsonville might be.
Sure.
Sure. It would be a between Watsonville and Shell Beach, between what's the biggest or what's the closest place coast to Fresno?
Oh, and yeah.
La Selva Beach / Watsonville might technically be closer than Pismo.
Right. Yeah. If you could actually drive straight there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where I was. And we went out first. Cheers to El Patio Grocery in La Selva Beach. It's just a hop, step, skipping away from my friend's house, and he always has at least one or two doors of stuff, and he lets you at this place he lets you mix and match. But get this, So he'll let you mix and match. He'll let you make your own 4-pack
okay.
of stuff, but he has a surcharge, like a mixing surcharge,
like you're causing him an inconvenience.
But I was with my friend who knows his name. He's a local. He's like, all right, you're with Aaron. I'll give you the local's price.
Whoa.
So yeah, I got the local's price, industry price / local's price.
Wow.
So a $19 mixed craft beer 4-pack for 6 ounces. It's fine.
It's fine.
It would have been $26. He told me too. He's like, this would have been $26 if you weren't with him.
You should be grateful.
I was like, I actually appreciate you telling me that because I like hearing that. I had.
Hey, I'm industry too.
Yeah, come on.
Vaughn's like, Vaughn's 86 crew, bro.
He's like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Vaughn's, come on, man. Vaughn's.
Come on, Vaughn's. Safeway, Vaughn's. I had a Lead Dog Brewing Citra Solo IPA.
Wow.
That was delicious. Very good beer. From Almanac, Waves West Coast IPA.
Waves.
Nice can, nice beer. This is when I went out the next day, went out to the Beer Mule in Watsonville, ooh, which is basically a craft beer bar.
All right.
But they also sell beer. Basically, think of Spokeasy. If Spokeasy had a beer garden with Pebble Rock.
Oh, is this where this came from?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
At a Mai Tai from Alvarado Street.
Nice.
It was delicious. Of course. It was delicious. And I also had, while I was still there, Hop Logged from New Glory.
Yeah, you were.
Both good beers. And then I also had a Summer Pale Ale from Port Brewery. And we went to the first, I don't think I got to check it in because there was like almost no cell signal, but Faction or not Faction. God dang it. Not Faction. Shit. The brewer that was a beer brewer that's been contracting, but now they have their own.
Almanac?
No. God dang it. Forget it. I'm not going to remember now.
Wow.
But it was their grand opening of a place. They opened up in Watsonville, and it was great. And
wow.
Son of a bitch. I should have thought about this earlier in the show, because then I could have thought of their name. And I had a Pliny.
Oh.
Because I bought that Pliny that you guys got me. Brought it over there.
No
That's
way.
The only beer I brought. You saw on our Instagram page. That wasn't
That was pretty clever.
Yeah. And I had Alvarado Street Juice Fatigue.
Nice.
And then I had that Urban Roots Traveler's Welcome that we're having right now. And that was the things, and I had enjoyed a good time there. Over there in the Watsonville.
Very nice.
And had this
Coralitos. Not an area you think about there. For craft beer, but no, that's good to know.
Is it a Coralitos brewing?
No, that's what we had earlier.
Coralitos way?
Nope.
He's just trying to get you to do Al Pacino again.
Dale's Liquor?
It's not Dale's Liquor!
Couch Distributing Company?
No.
The Fish House?
I mean, it's so new that they might not even be... Like on, I did it in my, God dang it. I'm going to think of it once we're done recording and it's going to bug me really bad.
You could edit that in.
No, that's too much work. So follow us all on Untapped.
It's not Elkhorn.
No. Follow us on Untapped at Bearded Brewer 87, The Nick 80. And Mikey Tapor or Dorktown, actually, technically. And boy, oh boy, we are really here.
We're
really here, man. It's the end of the show, and we're giving out some cheers. Fruition Brewing. I found it. Fruition's grand opening. Fruition Brewing is now open. They have a tap room in Watsonville. So
that's North awesome. Carolina.
Fruition.
Nick, do you have some cheers to give out?
Either I haven't been on Untapped in a while, or I haven't been on Untapped in a while. So Let's go through some of these cheerses. Beer Snob Rob, Sanjay, Dale Williams, Ken Inman, Matt Hebes, The TT, Krista B, and let's get one more unique cheers. Spencer Michelson. I have all these people always doing things on Untapped.
All right.
And I do not. So thank you for still being there once I check back in.
Cheers to them. And Matt, you have some cheers.
Yeah.
Good.
Cheers out to Tyler from Wisconsin, my new Untapped friend. And he is, how you say it, one of the Untapped supporters.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, he gives them the money.
Mm-hmm.
He gets all the
He's
cool
also
stuff.
A moderator, according to his
profile. How do I become a moderator, huh?
Cheers out to Tracy.
Stop sending him nudes.
Oh, man.
No, I already said that. Because
stop sending nudes.
And cheers out to my Central Coast friends, Nate, And then Monica and Tony, it was good to see all of you. It was good to hang out, have fun, and drink all beers and Monica talk things. Monica and
Tony, what a great group.
So.
All right. Those are your cheers.
Those are my cheers.
Cheers to our newest call of God, Hailsman!
What?
Yeah. Can I get a Hailsman?
It's official.
Can I get a Hailsman?
Oh my gosh.
She's already in the forum.
Well, yeah. And she even fixed one of my typos in, on the URLs for Patreon. I apparently I put in like some.
Did you put Patreon?
I copy and pasted something bad. And she's like, you know what? I tried to click this link, bros, and just saying, didn't go to where I was supposed to. I was like, oh, crap. Patreon.com/perfectpour is where you go to be a golden god like Hillsbills.
Hillsbills.
And big thank you to Hillsbills. And you're like, why should I do that? I have $5, sure, but why should I give it to you? I could have the $5 for myself.
Out of curiosity, what's the number of patrons that we have?
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
What?
I'm going to say in the 30s, maybe 40s.
Wow. All right.
Very nice.
Maybe I may be completely off, but yeah, they're all cool peeps. Let's see
if I can pull that up. I'd be interested to know what we have and if we could set a goal for
this. They provided the Rise East and Set West beers for this episode. So thank you guys for that. And
the Perfect Pour Beer Geek Show. We have 36 patrons right now. What? Out of 50. 50 is our goal.
Ooh.
Yeah, I wonder if we can get to 50 by the end of the year.
50?
50. We get to 50 and we don't have to pay for nothing.
Shut her down.
We shut her down then. So thank you guys for being patrons. Ooh.
Is this an intro to Benny Hill?
Yes, this is the metal version of Benny Hill.
Soundgarden, bro.
I've heard this. Oh, I know where you're going with this.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
The Hammer had this as his...
he did.
As his Time Warp.
You can carry on if you need to.
Oh, I don't know. If you want to follow Hillary, she's HILUHREE on Untappd.
Hillary.
Hillary. Sky. So you're going to make me sing this. I can't stop myself.
Pretty much.
Oh, that was the 4th of July.
Look at that. He knows it. He
heard it in the wind.
Ooh. He knows it.
Sky! Is Chris Cannell in the studio right now?
Thought it was the air.
Back from the dead.
Thought it was the 4th of July. Yeah.
If you don't play that on the 4th of July, I don't think you're American.
You're not an American.
Well, I know what
you're not from Seattle, that's for sure. You're no grunge.
Ain't no Seattle.
You ain't no grunge.
I know what I'm going to do when I get home.
Blast it.
Put you to bed.
Blast it.
I don't always listen to Soundgarden, but when I do, so do the neighbors.
My room's going to be a thousand years wide.
You're just like Cornell in Friends, or not Friends, in the movie. What's the fucking Seattle movie?
Singles.
When they're out there with the car. And he's blasting.
Yes.
And Cornell comes out. He's like, yeah, this is cool. And he just starts breaking the windows. Like, whoa.
I think that might be my evening.
Yep.
We'll see if I'm on the podcast next week or arrested.
Touch me, I'm Dick. Singles reference. Also, cheers to Off the Right _the_ Reg. Captain. .fwifo and Colin Salmon 27.
Whoa.
All the people.
Colin and Jenny.
All the people that share the show, subscribe to the show, give us reviews, share us on their own social media, and all those things. Everybody that
hangs out with us and participates in the show and just has a good time. I hope everyone just has fun, learns a little bit, and then has fun hanging out with us. That's what we're here for. Try to do it. Try to show up and have some fun with you. So thanks for listening to the show. We've had a great week. And hope you'll be safe.
Uh-huh.
I hope you have fun.
Uh-huh.
And don't forget to check those dates.
Oh, damn it.
Because it's important.
But it's been in my Yeti.
Especially if you're drinking the Stone and Joy By.
Yeah.
Make sure you check that date.
Yeah. Make sure the Stone Police aren't there. You're going to want to buy that.
Stone Police.
Because they'll shut you down. And keep up the great work. And we've been podcasting.
Guys.